This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Lawmakers urged government to improve health, education and farmers' welfare in a House meeting. Government approves a national advertising policy to make Nepal's advertising sector more transparent and accountable. US and Iran trade fresh attacks for second day amid escalating tensions. And FIFA World Cup 2026 quarterfinals begin tonight with France-Morocco clash. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have urged the government to improve the education and health sectors, address farmers' problems and raise citizens' living standards in the House of Representatives meeting today. They called for the implementation of recommendations made by the National Human Rights Commission, saying failure to do so undermines both the Commission and Nepal's international commitments. Lawmakers also demanded effective plans to ensure the timely supply of fertilizers, seeds and irrigation facilities, promote proper fertilizer use, conduct soil testing and bring unused farmland into cultivation. They stress the need for equal access to healthcare, a long-term solution to problems in government hospitals, stricter enforcement of the public smoking ban, and greater government responsiveness to public complaints. Lawmakers also urged wider public awareness of government support for small and micro enterprises, called for improved roads, schools, and health services in Kurunali, and demanded permanent settlement for landless squatters. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Subita Gautam is presenting the Attorney General's annual report and the 35th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah at the House meeting. The government has approved the National Advertising Policy 2083 Bikram Sambat to make Nepal's advertising sector more systematic, transparent, dignified and accountable. Introduced by the Ministry of Information and Communication, the policy seeks to curb false and misleading advertisements, while ensuring consumers receive accurate and reliable information. It covers advertisements published or broadcast through print, radio, television, online platforms, social media and other digital media. The government says the policy aims to promote the professional development of the advertising industry, encourage fair competition, protect consumers' interest, regulate public advertising and support employment and the national economy in line with the digital age. The National Assembly's Legislation Management Committee has held clockwise discussions today on four bills passed by the House of Representatives. The committee discussed amendment proposals in the presence of the concerned ministers. Committee President Krishna Bahadur Rokhaya said the panel's report on the bill is scheduled to be presented at today's National Assembly meeting. The bills are the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill, Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill, Cooperative First Amendment Bill and Bill to amend some Nepal Acts related to the Institute of Health Sciences. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has projected Nepal's economic growth at 3.9% in 2026, below the government's target of 7% for the upcoming fiscal year. The ADB also expects economic growth across Asia and the Pacific to slow next year due to global economic tensions, inflationary pressures and supply chain disruptions. The 22-megawatt Sethikhola Hyderabad project in Pokhara Metropolitan City has started trial power generation and begun supplying electricity to the national grid. Promoted by Sethikhola Hydropower Limited, the project will remain in trial operation for 15 days before entering commercial production. Company Director Deepak Baral said the project was cleared for trial generation after technical inspections by the Nepal Electricity Authority. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. The United States had said it struck 90 targets across Iran in a second day of military operations after President Donald Trump warned Tehran would Tehran, it would be hit hard. According to the BBC, several Gulf countries reported apparent Iranian attacks following the strikes. Explosions were reported in Bahrain's capital, Manama. Kuwait said it intercepted missiles and drones, and Qatar issued a security alert. Iran's chief negotiator with the United States, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, said Washington still hasn't learned that bullying and breaking promises are no longer cost-free. Iranian media also reported explosions along the country's southern coast and on Iranian-controlled islands in the Gulf. The latest escalation follows the U.S. strikes on Tuesday, which U.S. Central Command said were carried out in response to attacks on three commercial vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz. Iran said it retaliated by targeting U.S. military sites in Bahrain and Kuwait early on Wednesday. The death toll from severe flooding in southern China's Guangxi region has risen to 39, with 9 people still missing, according to state media. 26 of the deaths were caused by the breach of the Liulan Reservoir Dam. Rescue operations are continuing as teams use boats and drones to deliver food and other supplies to people stranded by the floods. Days of torrential rain have triggered widespread flooding across southern and central China. While a super typhoon Rada is forecast to affect the country's eastern provinces this weekend. Now, sports update. The quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup 2026 begin tonight, with France taking Morocco in the opening last eight clash. The match kicks off at 1:45 a.m. tonight, as per Nepal Standard Time. The winner will secure a place in the semi-finals, where they will face the winner of the quarterfinal between Spain and Belgium. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy conditions across the country, with chances of rain accompanied by thunder and lightning in the mountainous, hilly and terrain regions of the country. Moderate rain and snowfall could be experienced in some high hilly and mountainous areas. Regions in the Terai, particularly in Kushi, Lumini and Sudarshan provinces, along with a few places in the Terai, Bagmati and Gundagi provinces, are also likely to experience moderate rain with thunder and lightning. There is a possibility of heavy rain in one or two places within Kushi, Bagmati, Gundagi, Lumini, Karnali and the hilly areas of Sudarshan province. Everyone is urged to exercise caution to avoid the possible risk. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning are expected in many parts of the mountainous and hilly regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gundagi provinces, as well as some areas in the mountainous and hilly regions of Lumini, Karnali and Sudarshan provinces. Likewise, moderate rain with thunder and lightning may occur in certain areas of the Terai in Madhya province and across Bagmati, Gundagi, Lumini and Sudarshan provinces. The division has urged everyone to be cautious, as heavy rainfall could occur in one or two places in the hills and the Rai of Kushi, Bagmati, Gundagi and Lumini provinces, as well as in Madhya province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers urge government to improve health, education and farmers' welfare in a House meeting. Government approves a national advertising policy to make Nepal's advertising sector more transparent and accountable. U.S. and Iran trade fresh attacks for second day amid escalating tensions. And FIFA World Cup 2026 quarterfinals begin tonight with France-Morocco clash. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.